Speaking of football,
well, you know,
we all get distracted by social media. We all get distracted. Not this man, though.
No, no, there's no distractions. Sunday on KFI AM 640, it'll be Texans versus Chargers. Everybody knows Matt Smith as the voice of the Bolts, Daniel Jeremiah. Shannon Farron on that great broadcast on KFI. It is from the Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California. And joining us right now, a man that builds a team year in and year out, keeps them competitive, keeps it alive, and keeps us entertained on the radio.
Every Tuesday.
With his GM musings. It is the easy listening voice of Tommy Telesco.
Soothing sounds.
On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, Charger GM, Tom Telesco. Hello, Tom.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Oh, look at that. He came in a little low with the voice, too. Hello, guys.
Oh, yeah.
nice soothing music.
They're waiting for you. 8 to 10 shift at K-Jazz in Long Beach.
Ah, damn right.
Tom Telesco joining us. Obviously, not the results you want in Detroit. No one wants to overreact to one game or anything like that. But how have you in your career taken in stride losing games early? Obviously, it happened a couple years ago, and it took a little while to get things right.
Well, you're disappointed and frustrated Sunday night, and then Monday trying to go through and see what went right, what went wrong. Obviously, more went wrong than right in the game on Sunday, and you get back on Tuesday afternoon, working into Wednesday on getting things squared away and fixed, and you know, and move on. That's what you have to do. You can't let the last game beat you twice, which means next week we got to be focused on the next game, which is Houston. So we have a lot to correct, a lot to work on. You know, there were some good things in the game against Detroit, but just you know, too many mistakes, too many penalties, too many lost chances, and now it's you know, we're back on to Houston right now and got to get ready for the next one.
Tom, when it comes to injuries, and you have a roster where you have players that can play multiple positions, that would happen. That's what happened when Derwin went down and Adrian Phillips was able to step in. Is it better for you to try to plug someone like Rayshon, who's been playing high down there in that strong safety role, and then replace him at the free, or is it better to find someone out there that's maybe not on the roster already that is more natural to that position?
Well, I think all things being equal, you'd like to have players from within take on the responsibility, players that we know, that know the scheme, number one, and you move on from there. Now, that's not always possible. We think we have a couple of different options with potential to replace Adrian Phillips. But with Adrian, he does so much within the defense and also within special teams. And on top of that, he's a pretty darn good team leader for us. So it's not just going to be one player that's going to take on his role. And he was taking on a bigger role when Derwin went down. So there's a couple of things we have to look at. That's what we talked about a lot today, and we'll start working on in practice tomorrow. And, you know, see how we're going to handle that as far as if we're going to shuffle some other players around or insert one new player. That's some things we'll discuss. But, yeah, there are certain times you have to go to the outside and bring somebody in. You know, a player that can come in and really plug and play and start and play immediately that's available on the street this time of year is not doesn't happen very often. But we think we have some options in-house that we like. We have to figure out what's the best one for this week.
And I know it doesn't necessarily – I don't think it qualifies as on the street, someone that's available to sign. But we're seeing more trades than we have in I don't know, the last 5 or 6 years. It just seems like it's more – I don't know, maybe players are moving a little bit more. I don't know if you'd agree with that or not. But is that something that you would explore? Because we're seeing big-name players move spots here in season.
Yeah, you always explore that, and you talk with teams, and you'd be amazed how many conversations go on through the course of the week, usually earlier in the week than later in the week, with different teams to see what's available out there. You know, football is different than baseball. It's hard to bring a player in and plug them in immediately and have them play unless they're a really, really high-level player, and then sometimes you just fit the scheme to them. You know, we liked our depth coming into this season, and it's being tested early and often. So we're going to see exactly, you know, how good that depth is. But we have some players here that are on the roster that we think can step up and play well, and that's the expectation.
Hey, welcome. Run a post. Tom Telesco is joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. We're talking about the Los Angeles Chargers dropped the game to Detroit in Detroit, taking on the Texans at home at 1:25 on Sunday on KFI. Matt will have the call, of course. Did you, I mean, obviously, you know Austin Eckler's a good player. You wouldn't have drafted him if you didn't. But is there any modicum of you as a professional that's surprised? And I know he had a fumble and it was unfortunate, but are you surprised at his ability to carry the load? I mean, down in and down out, just after 2 years after drafting him?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not surprised because what he's doing now, we've seen him do this already. And I mean, you're talking about carrying the load. You know, he had 17 carries last week. I think he had less than that the first week. So he's still sharing it a little bit with Justin Jackson. And, you know, Justin will continue to get a good amount of snaps as well. But everything Austin is doing on the field, we've seen that the last couple of years. So we're not surprised. We knew what we had there. And, you know, we're not going to try and overload him and have him have 30 touches a game. I think it's hard for any back to have that. But I think the combination of Austin and Justin Jackson, two different styles of players, but they can both contribute in the run and the passing game, and they're also pretty good pass protectors. But Austin's done a really nice job. Yeah, obviously, we didn't like the fumble in the goal line. He knows that, and he'll be better from that. But, you know, what he does in the passing game for us and in the run game, and he can get some big chunks of yards for us in tough times and really pick up some blitzes for us that are key, especially last week with Detroit. They brought some pressure sometimes, and he stepped up and picked it up very quickly and clean for us. So I'm very happy with what he's doing, but we're not, you know, we're not surprised at it. This is what we had seen earlier, and we're seeing it again this year.
It certainly was not a question after week one because Ty Long was the special teams player of the week, made both his extra point attempts, kicked a 40-yard field goal, did not work out for him this past week, missed a couple out there, and you feel bad because he's your punter. But he also happened to be a great kicker up in the CFL and at UAB where he came out of. Is there any kind of update on where you think Mike Badgley might be? And if he's not ready, does that mean you might have to go back out and start thinking about a kicker and have Ty just do punting, or would you be comfortable moving forward with him doing all three kickoffs, kicks, and punts against the Texans on Sunday?
Well, you know, good question. So I think with Michael Badgley, he was pretty close last week, but just not quite there. So hoping with another week of rest and rehab and some more kicking, hopefully he's a lot closer this week, but we'll know probably more towards the end of this week. But like I said, he was close last week. But if he's not ready, my confidence and our confidence in Ty has not changed off last week's game. And we have a ton of confidence in him to do all three jobs if he needs to do it. So, no, we would not go to the outside. Still feel very, very good about him. And, you know, he was a kicker by trade in college. And really, he converted to be a punter in the CFL. So him kicking field goals and extra points is it's normal form. He's a very good kicker. And like I said, my confidence has not wavered at all on him. If he has to do it this week and has to do it farther down the line, not an issue with me at all. But Michael is getting close, and, you know, he is our primary field goal kicker, and we're looking forward to having him back out there as soon as we can.
Seems like every week through the preseason and this season, and a little bit, I guess, of it has happened to the Chargers. But we are, and maybe it's social media that's doing it, but we're seeing public trade demands or trade requests or trade stories making their way, you know, into the media as opposed to staying in-house. Is that something?
I'm tweeting one out right now.
If he wants to be traded. Where do you come out on that, and how do you work with agents when maybe you have a player on your roster that is disgruntled?
Well, I mean, I think you kind of answered it because I think, you know, I've been in the NFL for 25 years, and players asking to be traded is not new territory. It's been going on forever. I just think the new territory is that everyone knows about it, really a lot through social media, probably more scrutiny nowadays and obviously than 25 years ago, which really at that point, really the head coach and GM, player and agent, probably only four people that knew about it. But so I don't think that's changed, but I do think the scrutiny, the social media, I think more people know more things nowadays. But yeah, it happens from time to time. I mean, you may have a role that the player is not happy with, and he comes in and wants to talk to the GM or head coach. That happens. You talk it out, and that's how good organizations are run. You know, this is a people business, and you have to talk to players, make sure they know what their role was asked of them, and be very clear and concise with that. But yeah, this day and age, there's just a lot more information out there. But you know, there's still a right and wrong way to handle it, and we try and handle it the best way we can.
I'm sorry, Mr. Watt. We see you as a fullback, not a tailback. We know you want to play tailback, but we just don't see you as that. Tom Telesco is our guest. Like you said, you've been doing this for 25 years at a very high level in the NFL. Did you ever think that when they moved the PAT back that these dudes would just start missing them? Like, like they're a Chuck E. Cheese at the Papa Shot? I mean, come on now.
Well, it's changed. It's changed for the kickers because these the extra point now is just not a 99% kick anymore like it used to be. But it's funny, like through the first 2 weeks of the season this year, it just seems like overall there's been more missed extra points, more missed field goals. And I had our guys here go back and look at the stats from the first 2 weeks of last year, and it's almost exactly the same. It was 88.7% last year as far as the percentage of makes at this time, and this year is 88.1. So it's about the same as last year. But if you look at right now as compared to 10 years ago, yeah, it's down a little bit. And, again, there's more scrutiny and you know, finding the right kicker. And believe me, we would know from the amount of kickers we went through the last couple of years, and we're very happy to have Michael Badgley now. It's such a key position. I mean, in order to win a championship, you need a championship kicker. You need to be a consistent kicker. They can make big kicks. You know, we know they're not going to make every kick, but they got to make a high percentage. And, you know, we're lucky to finally have the guy we have. We need to get him back out in the field as soon as we can. But yeah, it's changed a little bit. It's not the days of having the extra point and everyone could take a break and then get ready for the kickoff. It's changed.
Last thing, Tom, and appreciate you being with us. Tom Telesco, general manager of the Chargers. It's Chargers-Texans out at Dignity Health Sports Park on Sunday. A little after 1 o'clock will be the kick. Chargers 1-1 on the season. And you, when you were out in Detroit, you went to a college football game, and you do that whenever you can get one in and you're on the road, or even if you're here and there's a game here that you want to see.
East Lansing?
With, I guess Tom can – I don't know if Tom wants to answer where he was.
Telling people where I go all the time, but since Petro just let it out of the bag, yeah, I was in East Lansing for the Arizona State-Michigan State game.
It was a
3-0 game going into like 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But it had a great ending.
And that Eno Benjamin.
You have
guy running the rock around there.
You always hear people in the scouting profession that are in the media say, "Oh, yeah, looking at the tape. You got the tape, you know, put on the tape, this is what I saw on the tape. You know, it's in the tape there, and in the tape, I saw this guy in the tape."
Hey, Matt, you know, I like to watch a lot of tape.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm like Ballbinger, man. I go home and I just start. Telesco knows. He's been in my tape room.
You got the tape, Tom. So what is it about hopping in the car, even if you got to drive an hour or a couple hours, and heck, a few hours in some cases that you have in the past when you've been on the road? What is it about being there? What can you take away from actually being at the game, seeing it with your own two, as opposed to, you know, looking at the tape?
Yeah, not the same.
Yeah, I will say when you watch a player on tape, it's very sterile. You don't get a good feel for the situations. You know, obviously it's quiet. There's no crowd noise. Sometimes you lose track of the down and distance. You lose track. I mean, we watch tape. It's just one side of the ball, so you don't even know the game situations all the time. So when you're at a live game, you get just a better game feel for how an individual player may react to adversity, maybe a sudden change of a turnover on one side of the ball, and then the offense has to get back on the field, and how a certain player handles that. You can see the interactions on the sidelines after a play or after a series, you know, how they interact with their coaches, how they interact with their teammates. Those are all things we don't see on tape. So there's a lot of benefits of seeing a live game. Sometimes just seeing players move athletically, seeing them with your own eyes up close, sometimes a little bit better than watching on tape. Now, there's a lot of benefits to watching on tape, too, because I can run it back and forth 100 times if I want to see it play over and over again.
That's
a
live game, that's what I do.
I get one shot at it. Yeah, it's a live game to get one shot, and if you're looking at multiple players, you can't look at more than one player per play, so you have to kind of go in with a little bit of a plan of how you want to watch it. But you get that game feel of being there that you just don't have on tape, so you just try and mix them both. I mean, obviously, I don't get out to live games nearly as much as our college scouts do. They're out every single week. But I try and get out when I can, whether it's home or away, to catch a game and see some prospects.
I saw your guy at the Iowa game. Anyway, the great Tom Telesco.
No comment.
Ladies, hey, maybe he was looking at Rutgers. I don't know. Tom Telesco, and you don't know if you're at a game, you don't know if he's by you because he's like the saint. He's always in disguise. I heard one time he did it in the mascot outfit, just down there scouting.
Talk about
but everybody
us.
Was like, oh, my God, is that Sparty? No, it's Telesco in that suit. Thank you, Telesco, and good luck this week against the Texans.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too.